Three Ways to Be Thankful Through the Holidays, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace, and be thankful. Especially during the holidays, it's easy for a heart of thankfulness to fade, and as with most things in life, it's easier said than done. So how do I go through the holiday season with a thankful heart? Scripture offers three directives on how to prepare my heart towards an attitude of gratefulness. First, be thankful in actions. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 gives me clear direction stating, "Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him," encouraging me to live out my faith through my actions and reactions. This can be anything and everything I do, from waking up in the morning and deciding to thank God for the day, to being a courteous and safe driver on the roadways. With each action and reaction, I can determine beforehand to have an attitude of gratitude towards God. Second, be thankful by remembering. Psalm chapter 77, verse 11, encourages me to remember the deeds of the Lord, which can be as simple as thanking God for his comfort, presence, and peace in daily challenges, remembering that he never leaves me or forsakes me, of thinking how I can cast all my anxiety on him. It can be as easy as picking up my Bible and reminiscing through the underlined and highlighted verses and passages, remembering God's goodness, mercy, and love. Likewise, as Psalm chapter 105, verse 5 urges me to remember the wonders God has done, it's good to talk with family members and friends of the ways God has answered prayers and met needs. Reminding myself of his faithfulness stirs my heart towards thankfulness. Third, be thankful in everything. Giving thanks in everything can seem like a hard task to accomplish at times, especially in difficult circumstances. Even so, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, directs me to make this choice, stating, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." One way our family lived this out was when my husband's job at a church ended rather abruptly. Being the only breadwinner at the time, along with hitting us unexpectedly, we felt tremendous disappointment with what had happened in the situation, as well as combating the uncertainty associated with the loss of income. Wanting to respond in a way that pleased God and set a godly example for our four young daughters, we took to express it in a way they would understand and could also be involved in, which resulted in baking a thankfulness cake. Even though at the time being thankful felt like an opposite kind of reaction to have in such a serious circumstance, doing so made a lifelong impression on all of us, and surprisingly, not only comforted us, but also cheered our hearts concerning God's plans for our future.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.